to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, they taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Listening to episode 6 of Sunglasses After Dark, podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river next to the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. My name is Nick. I am your host. As always, a pleasure and a privilege to be bringing you rock and roll via this podcast. This episode is brought to you by Free State Brewings at Astra Ale. Now, once again, as per usual, these beer companies do not actually pay for any sort of endorsement. It's just what I happen to be drinking. Free State Beer here in Lawrence, Kansas, just started selling their beer in bottles last Friday, and the Ad Astra Ale is rapidly becoming my go-to beer. You can find information on the place at freestatebrewing.com. So let's get into the music here. This first set starts off with a song by The Spits from their P-A-I-N single. It's the title track, Pain.
I'm gonna cry. are waste.
Meet Ellen Sherman, Cleveland housewife and mother.
Hi, I'm a nuclear physicist and commissioner of consumer affairs. In my spare time, I do needlepoint, read, sculpt, take riding lessons, and brush up on my knowledge of current events. Thursday's my day at the daycare center, and then there's my work with the deaf. But I still have time left over to do all my own baking and practice my backhand, even though I'm on call 24 hours a day as a legal aid.
How does Ellen Sherman do it all? She's smart. She takes Speed, the tiny blue diet pill you don't have to be overweight to need.
And then I collect these paper bags, and I have them right here, all folded and everything, in case anyone needs a paper bag, I have one.
Yes, Speed.
Because I fold them neatly, you know, I don't fold them just any old way.
Why not ask your family doctor for a prescription today? And when that runs out, you can ask your neighbor's doctor, and your mother's doctor, and your college roommate's doctor, and your best friend from high school, doctor. And your babysitter's doctor.
Perception.
Mind on Lookout Records. That was the High Fives with Transistor Sister. I played that song to remind you that in addition to putting out a whole lot of quality pop punk, Lookout put out some what I think is very overlooked garage pop, like the High Fives and the Smugglers and things like that. Before that, yet another sort of forgotten classic, this time of New Wave. That was the Tough Darts with Your Love Is Like Nuclear Waste from their self-titled album. I really like that. The first time I heard that, I was probably like 12 years old in Junction City, Kansas. My dad was driving me to a Kansas Wildlife Federation summer camp. And I heard that, and it took me forever to find out who that was. Days before the internet, kids. And we started everything off with The Spits doing P-A-I-N. That is the song from the punk episode of Chips. Somewhat famous in its own right. This next set is a bunch of, let's just call it soundtrack music. These are all songs from soundtracks, some of which appear elsewhere, some of which only appear on the soundtracks. And we're going to start it off with a song from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 soundtrack. And this is Concrete Blonde with Haunted Head.
Yeah! desert whispered to me. He said, isn't this a shame? Things will never be the same.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the sound of the blues, America's only genuine native art form. And this Saturday, you'll be able to hear the blues as they were truly meant to be played by attending the most spectacular music event ever held, the Beverly Hills Blues Festival. Yes, poolside at the Beverly Hills Racquet Club, you will witness the greatest Beverly Hills blues men ever assembled on one stage. From the comfort of your very own chaise lounge, you'll be able to testify to the soulful sounds of such blues greats as Beta Max Horowitz.
Oh, if the blues is just a bad dream, why is my Mercedes in the shop? Spaghetti's mechanics couldn't fix a car if their lives depended on it. Oh, if the blues is just a bad dream, and tell me, people, why is my Mercedes in this shop? $25 an hour, they charge you to sit on their tuckuses. Oy, a bruch. Oh, it's hard being a rich man.
Or get down to the funky sounds of legendary blues man Perrier Waters.
My mother informed me on the day I was born, you are going to attend Harvard and be one wealthy son of a gun. Because I am. Everyone knows that I am. I'm your Hoochie Gucci man. Everyone understands that I am.
In addition, Beverly Hills blues woman Big Matron Thornburg will have her mink mojo working to the tune of her golden greats, including You Ain't Nothing But a Pedigree French Poodle and her classic You Just Can't Get Good Help Anymore Blues.
Pay them $30. They keep a messy place. No matter what I tell them, they just say no how blah inglés. Oi, I'll tell you, people, you just can't get good help these days.
And what's more, you'll hear blues immortal Alfred Blues Boy Wellington III play his famed 24-karat gold bottleneck guitar to all his biggest hits, including I Never Feel Bluesy Till I'm in My Jacuzzi and the Why I Hate the Poor Folk Blues.
They live off my taxes, and still they put me down by calling me a rich bastard when I drive my Bentley through their town. That's why I hate the poor folks. They don't appreciate all we do for them. Those miserable peasants, why, I could take their two nuts together and
so pay your dues and come hear the blues this Saturday poolside at the Beverly Hills Racquet Club. Tickets available at all Gucci, Neiman Marcus, and Tiffany locations.
Thank you.
Speaking of great lost songs of the new wave era, that was The Beat with There She Goes from the Caddyshack soundtrack. Now, there are a couple interesting things about that. That is The Beat as in the Paul Collins Beat, the group that made The Beat from the UK changed their name to the English Beat here in the United States. As if that wasn't confusing enough, that song is on the Caddyshack soundtrack and in the credits to the movie, but the scene in which it was used was cut, so it's not actually in the finished film. So there you go. Before that, you had Iggy Pop doing the Repo Man soundtrack theme, I guess. And we started everything off with Concrete Blonde doing Haunted Head from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 soundtrack. That is also on their self-titled album as Your Haunted Head. Confusing, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Up next, I don't know. It's a hodgepodge. Let's call it that. We're going to start it off with The Vibes doing Alligator Wine from the Revenge of the Killer Pussies compilation.
Yeah. prescribing your pleasure from dusk till dawn. Rock and roll doctor is always on.
Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you want to turn your radio down, sir.
Hello?
You want to turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, I'm going to the Aerosmith concert, man. I was wondering what kind of drugs I should take.
Okay, Aerosmith, that's heavy metal. You're going to want to stay away from stimulants. They react negatively with the high decibels. When those guitars start feeding back, you're going to be clawing your face off. I suggest rather a mild depressant, beer, maybe some Quaaludes.
All right, man. You got any?
No, I don't. I'd like to point out right here, the rock and roll doctor does not advocate drugs or just prescribe them. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air. Are you having a bad trip, sir? Is that what it is?
Too much.
Yeah, okay. Well, you want the hotline. This is the rock and roll doctor. Next, please try to dial carefully, people, okay? It's very important. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Did you see Quadrophenia, man?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should, man. It's really good. It's got all this Who music in it, man. Really good.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have a question here?
Right. Well, it's about the mods, you know. They're like early hippies in England, but they're not hippies. They ride around on mopeds, you know. And
you want to get to the point, please.
Yeah. Well, the mods are like always taking these pills. They're called blues, man. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of blues, man. Like, what are these blues?
As far as I'm concerned, it's Negro music. Blue is not really a good drug color. I suggest try reds instead. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yes, my sister and I are going to the new Christy Minstrel show at the Playhouse tonight, and I was wondering what I should take.
A good book. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please.
Hello?
You want to turn your radio down, please, sir?
What?
Turn your radio
down. Yeah.
Right, okay. That's better. You have a question, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to the Nugent concert.
Kind of figured.
Well, I'm taking some pot and some acid, and I'm going to be taking some coke, and I'm going to be taking a couple of quarts of rum. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if there's anything else that I should take.
Yeah, an ambulance. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Rock and roll doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had these, pills, and I took them, I think, and, like, do you know what they were, man?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow. Well, I was just wondering, like, who is this?
This is the rock and roll doctor. Why don't you lie down for a couple of days? Do us both a favor. You'll feel a whole lot better. People, when you call in, try to have a question in mind, okay? It just makes the show move a whole lot faster. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, you had a call a moment ago. It sounded like my son. Well, you tell that lousy punk that if I catch him taking any more drugs, I'll clobber him.
Okay, you want to calm down, sir? You sound a bit upset.
Well, you're damn right I'm upset. I think I got good reason to be upset.
Okay, well, you're on your way to a heart attack, sir, or an ulcer at the very least. I suggest you take a couple Valium and relax.
I don't have any Valium.
Okay, well, just stay in the line. I'll get your name and I'll send you a prescription, okay?
Yeah? Hey, thanks.
Okay, no problem. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Hello.
Goodbye. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Detective Johnson of the Drug Enforcement Agency. Doctor, perhaps you'd like...
Okay, that's just about all the time we have for calls right now. We're going to break, take a word from our sponsor, and be back with Timothy Leary.
sound really weird, but we live about a block away from a hospital, which is where my wife works, and the food is really good, and it's really cheap. So on nights like tonight, where it is hot and miserable, and I've had a really shitty day and don't want to cook, you can go over there and get food that's good. Not great, but, I mean, it's good and it's satisfying. And they have biscuits and gravy in the morning. That usually makes me happy. But case in point tonight, it's late. I'm starving. I don't want to cook. Everybody's being kind of a pain. And now my wife is getting me a cheeseburger and fries. And that's totally awesome. Anyhow, before the break, you heard Sister Mary Rottencrotch with Dies Irae, which means Day of Wrath in Latin. That's off their fuckload of pretty album on Moo Cow Records out of Massachusetts. Before that, we're coming out from The Replacements' Let It Be, and we started everything off with The Vibes doing Alligator Wine off of Revenge of the Killer Pussies. That is a sequel to the Psychobilly compilation Blood on the Cats. I found Revenge of the Killer Pussies, I believe it was at End of an Ear in Austin, and finding a copy of Blood on the Cats for anything less than like $30 is a real pain in the ass. So if you happen to find one and you'd like to send me a copy, you can send me an email at nicholas.spacek@gmail.com. Alright, next set coming up, we're going to start it off with Splodgeness Abounds. Yes, enjoy.
And hit me with a monkey wrench. Ow! Then she done some fine adjustments. hit the road, Jack. That's a fact. I guess it's time or that I just let it go. She up and forward, show her just a walk right up the door. But there's still one thing I wanna know. Where did she go?
Now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show, Let's Make a Dope Deal. Yes, Let's Make a Dope Deal, where young pushers try to parlay their stash into that really big connection and jump up into dealerhood. And our first contestant today on Let's Make a Dope Deal is former head of the philosophy department at Harvard University. He is the holder of a PhD, an MA, a BA, and is a BMF besides. Would you please give a big warm welcome for Bob Bitchin? Come on, let's have a hammer, Bob Bitchin. Here he is all the way from Harvard, Bob Bitchin. Well, it's really great to have you on the show tonight, Bob. How you doing?
Bitchin'.
Well, isn't that far out and solid and right on, Bob. Tell us, Bob, here's the question I ask of all our contestants. What made you drop out?
Well, a lot of people think it was the 400 acid trips they took, you know.
Uh-huh, but what was it really, Bob?
One day I played Black Sabbath at 78 speed, man.
And then what happened?
I saw God.
You saw God. That, well, man. That sounds like true enlightenment to me,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah,
tell us, Bob, what have you been doing with all those degrees? I noticed you had a PhD, an MA, and a BA. What have you been doing with all that knowledge?
Making candles, man.
Making candles. Well, that sounds creative, Bob. What kind of candles are they?
Oh, they're really neat table candles, you know.
Table candles?
Yeah, you pour wax on a table.
Uh-huh.
And you set it on fire, man.
Well, that sounds like a hot item, Bob. Okay, you ready to play our game?
Yeah, man.
Okay, here we go. Now, you know the rules. You get fronted with a stash of 50 keys, and you can wager part of them or just some of them on any one of our tests.
50 keys?
50 keys.
Can I quit now?
No, not yet, Bob. You have to play our game. Okay, Bob, how many you want to wager on the first test?
All of them.
All of them is going to shoot the works, or mainline, as we call it here on Let's Make a Dope Deal. Okay, Bob, for 50 keys, what is your name? You have 60 seconds.
Hey, I know that one, man.
Starts with a B.
Father, what is it, man?
I knew it when I came in here, man.
Ends with a B.
Oh, don't tell me. Happy birthday.
10 seconds, Bob.
Bob!
And you win 50 keys for the tensions mounted here on Let's Make a Dope Deal.
How do you get on?
Oh, boy, Bob, now you have 100 keys.
Almost
did. Okay, here we go for the second plateau. How many keys do you want to wager this time?
All of them.
All of them is going to shoot the works again, huh? What balls he has. Okay, here we go, Bob. For another 100 keys. How many joints are in a lid? 30 seconds.
Oh, I know that one.
Two.
Two.
Yeah, I roll big joints.
I just say that's okay. They roll big joints too, and you win another 100 keys. Boy, the pressure's building. Here we go, Bob. Okay. Okay, now we're going for the big and final test. Okay, in front of you, you see three doors marked door number one, door number two, and door number three. Behind one of those doors, Bob, is 50 pounds of Lebanese blonde hash. Makes your eyes red just thinking about them, huh? Okay,
number
Bob,
three,
I'm going to make
man.
You do it. I'll give you $50 and 50 reds for your keys right now.
Oh, take the reds.
No,
man.
I'll give you $1,000 and 50 reds.
I want the hash.
He wants the hash. Okay, Bob, here we go. Now I must remind you that behind the other two doors are narcs. Okay, Bob, here we go. What'll it be? Will it be door number one, door number two, or...
Or what?
Narcs. There's two narcs behind the other...
I'll take the bread, man.
I'm sorry, Bob. It's too late. You have to choose. What'll it be? One, two, or three?
Number three.
Four.
No, Bob. There's only three. I know. You're getting nervous. Okay. One, two, or three?
Two, one.
Two, one.
Oh,
what?
Number three, man. Number three.
One, two. Three, two, one.
Ow, ow. Let go.
One.
Black light, no tap backs. Okay. You chose door number one. Let's see who's behind that door. It's Officer O'Malley, the FBI. You're busted. Join us next week when we play Let's Make a Dope Deal.
happened?
Expecting that last set to end up all comedy-ish, but yeah, that's the way it was. Before the break, you heard the Dickies with Water Slide from the Incredible Shrinking Dickies on yellow vinyl. Not like you care, nor does it affect the sonic quality, but hey, it looks pretty when it's spinning on my turntable. Before that, Chuck Berry Holiday by No Bunny from Love Visions on 1-2-3-4 Go. I saw No Bunny play a house show last year, and he played maybe 8 songs, the Rock and Roll Adventure Kids as his backing band. I wouldn't necessarily recommend seeing him. It's a short show, it's kind of a one-note thing, and seeing a dude in a bunny mask singing in his underwear, meh, it's alright. But the Rock and Roll Adventure Kids, go see them now. Next chance you get, please. For the love of God, they're fantastic. And we started everything out with Splodginous Abounds doing I Fell in Love with a Female Plumber from the Harlesden NW10 from Splodginous Abounds. And hey, that's my wife bringing me a cheeseburger. So let's get back into the music. This is 45 Grave with Party Time.
Cigarette buns on the side.
Sisteri with Vardel Avstan from the album of the same name. I saw them play the Jackpot and there weren't nearly enough people there. They also did a Vicious song for their last song and it was totally freaking great, and I've never really enjoyed a band whose lyrics I couldn't possibly understand more in my entire life. Before that, Tilt did Partial Birth from Collect 'Em All. You know, I realized that I really need more Tilt. Like, I have, like, a 7-inch, and I have that album, and for whatever reason, I don't have more. And that's a goddamn shame, because Cinderblock is... Man, she can wail. Evidently, she was supposed to be the front woman for Fabulous Disaster for, like, all of 5 seconds, and that would have been also pretty awesome, because she should really be fronting far more bands. Or at the very least, you know, singing something, please, for the love of God. If somebody can pass this along, please tell Cinderblock of Tilt that she should be singing. I'm sure she hears that all the time. Anyhow, we started that off with 45 Grave doing Party Time. That is a song. Anyone who has ever seen the excellent punk rock zombie comedy Return of the Living Dead knows very, very well. A little different version. That's the original, not the sort of zombie party single from there. And that's it for this week. Thank you for downloading the podcast. As always, it can be found at rockstarjournalist.com. Tell your friends. Pass it along. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. And, you know, tell your friends with record labels they need to send me stuff. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Enjoy.